Things were tied up until the second quarter of action last week for Grandview Christian against Woodward Granger. The Thunder then entered the second quarter and gave up 20 points and were never able to come back in the game. Grandview is looking to increase their aggressiveness and physicality this week as they weren't able to keep up with the pace of Woodward Granger last week.
So I would have to say against Woodward Granger, they are just big and they just wore us down. We had some long passes that kept us in the game, but physically, we need to increase our aggressiveness, our physicality, so that we can just be able to compete, you know, with the bigger bodies and things like that. But that's Woodward Granger's big. And that was what would be the problem that we had as far as being able to keep up with them. They just wore us down, and we weren't able to stay with them.
The Thunder were led in the last game by Noah John as he passed for 244 yards and two touchdowns, while also earning two interceptions in the competition. John earned those yards with two deep passes for 83 and 70 yards, respectively.
We had two long passes to Austin Jordan. One was 83 and one was 78, and we just caught them. We ran the ball, short passes, and then we'd hit a long one. And that was how we were able to catch them. We have had consistency in our offense, and that's what we were able to just catch them. Short passes, runs, and then, you know, hit them long with a long pass.
In terms of improvements this week, Grandview Christian is looking to remain consistent. If consistency on the field improves, then we will see the Thunder compete at their highest level in tonight's competition against Nottoway Valley. Head coach John Safford is looking to have his athletes improve in the rushing game while backing up front to allow the running game of Noah John and Caden Berger to succeed.
Just being consistent with every play, I've really challenged him this week to take it one play at a time, give 100% every play. Sometimes we have guys that, you know, they make a mistake and they get down on themselves and the need to play one play at a time rather than over, you know, the whole thing, trying to absorb the whole thing. One play at a time, win this play, give 100%, beat the guy across from me, work harder, do better. And that's just, you know, consistency in that effort. Don't take a play off. We want to run the ball better this week. Like I said, Woodward Granger last week is big up front. We were able to block well for the passing. Noah John had, you know, over almost 300 yards, 280 some yards. And so we were able to block well as far as like passing. They blitz a lot. And I know Nottoway Valley is going to blitz a lot. And so we were able to pick up the blitz as well. But the aggressive blocking as far as like the run offense, we want to be able to run the ball this week. And so we've been working a lot on our run blocking and getting the runners to not dance in the backfield, but just take it downfield, run north and south and getting the ball into the hole and getting upfield. Caden Berger's our main running back, and Noah John runs a lot too. And so same thing with him, stepping up in the pocket. If it's there, take off running. So that's our goal. We want to be able to run the ball a little more consistently this week and improve on that part of our game.
Nottoway Valley is led by Ashton Huddled in the rushing game with 247 yards on the season. Grandview Christian is not looking to change up their game plan, but rather polish the game plan to a shine. Coach Safford wants to eliminate the turnovers and play better up front to eliminate the penalties against the Wolverines.
We're just going to be ourselves. That's the key to all of this stuff, is that you do what you can do. You do it well, you do it to the best of your ability, and you stay consistent. Eliminate the turnovers. Like you said, we had a couple of turnovers last week. Eliminate the turnovers, eliminate the mistakes, penalties. I had a couple of holding calls and costly penalties, making the right blocks, the right, you know, tackles, making the tackle when you get to the guy. That's what's going to win the game is just the consistency. And that's any team, that's the goal is be consistent, do what you can do and do it to the best of your ability.
Grandview Christian travels to Nottoway Valley tonight to take on the Wolverines in a Class 1A District 7 matchup at 7 p.m. KSOM 96.5 will be live with myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call with a pregame show at 6:30 p.m.